Okay, I apologize for being late. We're on the Beaut Zion. B'sha'a eisei ka'tfila, yosod ha'rishon la'tzochu le'tet la'zman u'panai k'roi. As we mentioned last week at length, the first yosod when you're eisei in tfila, if you want tzlocha, is to give time, proper time, to the subject. It doesn't just apply to tefillah, that applies to everything you want to do. To me, somebody wants to finish something quickly, he hasn't got time. If he doesn't have time, or savlanut, and I'm not translating that as patience, because it's a ridiculous translation. Savlanut doesn't mean patience. Means to sevel. The guy that carries your fridge up to the third floor, you buy a new fridge, right? Have it get delivered to you. Somebody carries on his back up to his flat. So what's he called? Sablan. Sabal. Somebody that bears a burden. Somebody that carries a load and doesn't drop it. That's sablanut. The ability to bear a burden without dropping it doesn't mean patience. Patience is a card game that people play when they don't understand what they're living for. And if a person doesn't get this clear, he doesn't give time and attention, and he's rushing through everything, so then you're not going to be matzliach in anything. And it's really the shortage of understanding betochen. Somebody, one of the milers of betochen is one's availability to do what he's doing now properly, knowing that Hashem is taking care of everything else that's screaming at him for attention. Because no matter what you're doing, there's always a million things, and the greater you get, the more there is screaming for your attention. When you're learning Rashi, Tosfos wants to be learned. When you understand Tosfos and you don't get it the first time, you rush somewhere else. Why don't you just spend a few hours trying to learn Tosfos? And then maybe you'll get Tosfos. No. And then we rush, because there's a lot of things calling for attention. They're all valid. So you have to set aside time and give this thing time. Whatever it is that you want to meet kadem. The perek hakodem, the banu alisalo is bekisharon letfilo bishtadlus shelo bezmane atfila. We spoke about wanting to grow in our talent in tfila, to become more talented bali tfila. And the shtadlus that you have to do not in the time of tfila. Tfila has got its avoiding. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about the preparation. Even during tefillah, even when we are busy with tefillah, we don't have time. And that destroys the tefillah. You understand how choshuv it is to daven with the tzibu, to start Shmoneh Esrei. With the tzibur, the ma'od mod chashuv. So you're running through everything that comes before that to get to that. Ulufamim, af medalgim al cheke tfilas al manas lasbik. Sometimes you even have to skip things in order to get to tfilah b'tzibur. There's halachas and books written about how you prioritize that. Vim kva sov sov boim lezmanu metpalin mima tzibur. As a shatz koivetz lanu kamayera called over. Even if you will come on time, you've got a chazan, and every day there's a different chazan, and he tells you how quickly you have to daven or not. He has to happen to have a doctor's appointment, and he's in a hurry. So the whole tzibur gets schlepped with him. With the shul you're davening, the minyan you're davening, has a big effect on how much time you're going to have and how much pressure you're going to feel under. You can stretch it a little bit. Yeah, you don't feel comfortable davening a 15-minute Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not saying you should, but when everyone else is davening a 3-minute Shmoneh Esrei, you look like whatever. I want to stand out. After tefillah, we're in a hurry to go take care of urgent things that they're valid. We're not saying they're not valid things. These are very important things. And You skip and you rush and you chop through things that aren't really big chiyuvim, like kriyush mashmeresh for steaks. Well, yeah, the things at the end, shir shel yom and whatever, you know, components at the end. And I'll do it later before mincha, but then whatever. The sof dova ain't tnai bemes letfilah. We don't have enough. We just don't dedicate quality time to tefillah. Hazmana kotzuv katsa vatfilah rucha. The time we give to tefillah is very short, and tefillah is very long. But sorry, it choice habers manut, and you just squeeze a lot into a little bit of time. But then a klal ein manus melachtoch mikano lekan, and therefore you're chopping here and there. And it's true, you don't have enough time. 24 hours is not enough. Not enough. So you need a mature approach to how you take on what you're doing and how much, and how to inject quality time into a tefillah, not necessarily quantity time. But no shalem. If you'll go see a doctor who's not the biggest mumcha, hard to find those. You know, to find a doctor who's not a mumcha, very hard to find guys like that. You know, the ones that are easy to find because they're available. The ones that really know what they're doing, you can't get to see them. So, he has a look and he sees there's a long queue in his waiting room. And he's in a hurry because he knows that he's got another clinic somewhere else in his hurry to get through everybody. I had an appointment with the doctor yesterday with my mother. Shari Tzedek's appointment was 11:15. Eventually, we went in at about 1. But we sat 40 minutes with him. He was not in a hurry. The waiting room was mamash. And people, you know what people look like when they're careful? You know, people get upset when their appointments are late. You know, you send me 2 hours for an appointment. People, whatever. Losisoto. You went in there, you were the only person in the world. You never have a waiting room. 40 minutes. You got a doctor in Israel today for 40 minutes. Who gives you for not private? Shiburi. Babel Varam. Guys, Mamash Mumcha. That's exactly what he's saying. Try and get your local, you know, your Kupa doctor here to give you 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
In a year, maybe you'll add up all, you know, you'll get to 40 minutes.
Maybe.
His Mamash is this. Is Mamash on the nail. You have plenty of time. Where are you rushing to? Yeah, but there are 40 people in the waiting room screaming and shouting. So what? I'm busy with you now, and I have to do my job properly. You wait, they'll wait. Push it, push it, push it. What?
Doctor, responsibility is most.
He has a responsibility to deal with the patient that's sitting in front of him now as best as he can. The other 50 people in the waiting room is Hashem's problem. You sitting here now have at least 400 other things you could be doing right now. Why are you here? Because you made a decision to be here based on your priorities and your value system and your cheshbonus. You decided to be here. And I have no doubt there's a lot of other things screaming for attention. 400 is a little bit. And when you finish those 400, there'll be another 400 screaming for attention. Correct? So why are you sitting here now? Why aren't you taking care of all the other things that are tagging at your sleeve? Because right now I'm dealing with this, and this is the choice I've made. I can choose to close the safer and go do something else, but then I'll be dealing with that and only that. Fully aware of the fact that, well, I'm doing this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can run the world. I got this missing heart from a friend of mine once. I once had a terrible toothache. He said, why don't you go to the dentist? I said, I just don't have time. He said, you're not Pekoidus. I'm Pekoidus? I said, I may be, but not because of this. So my cash with this to bring an Pekoidus. It's because you think while you're at the dentist, Hashem can't take care of the world. You don't have time to go to the dentist? What do you mean? While you're sitting at the dentist, Hashem cannot run the world. He needs you to run the world for you. What do you think? I don't know if that's an apikoros, but that's what he said. I was wondering, it was a wake-up call. You're right. You have this all the time. You're juggling a lot of different things. How do you decide what to do? And do it properly, because while I'm dealing with this, example they would give is you're on your way to a meeting, and a guy stops and he asks you for directions. He's profit lost, yeah? What do you do? Get back mitzvah. Because of mitzvahs, you're on the way to do a mitzvah and you're dealing with the mitzvah now. But if you deal with this guy, you're going to be late for your meeting. What do you do? If you don't know where the place is, well, then no. But if you know where the place is, so you help him and you show him and you make sure that he finds out where to go and you give him proper instructions and you'll get to your meeting later, you won't. Again, it depends what your meeting is.
Hashem wasn't carrying this guy.
No, but he's on your table now. The meeting's not yan now.
That's the difference.
Well, sure, this guy's yan now. Now, if the meeting you're going to is you're a doctor and they've called you to somebody who needs a defibrillator, you might have to apologize to this guy and tell him, I'm sorry, I can't help you now because where I'm going to now is my value system determines that I need to go save a life rather than give this guy direction. So then, yeah, I may have to make a decision to dump him and go, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a difference in
it. Again, I'm just trying to say, but yeah, you have two conflicting things. I think that's, you have to make a judgment call. It's a judgment call. You know, you're dealing with quiet questions, the center. But you know, I'm not talking about those kind of life and death. I'm talking about a normal thing. You're on your way to a meeting. You'll get to the meeting a few minutes late. Do you help this guy properly or not? You make sure that he, of course you do. Why? Because while you're doing this, Hashem's running the world because I'm available. But Tochen creates availability. You become available. You ever been to God of Israel? He's totally available. He has no time, I promise you. The people who have no time whatsoever, God of Israel. And yet when you go there, he's got the whole time. The whole world has got time for you. He's got the whole day for you. Just Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, his Gabbai doesn't have any time. He's got plenty of time. You get there 30 seconds later, the Gabbai's saying, no. And Hillel says, I'm busy with the guy. Just wait outside. 2 minutes later, there's 1,000 people waiting there. Yeah, but I'm busy with him now. And he is. There is no one else in the room. There's no one else in the world. There's you and him. Anybody ever felt that? It's good to go to God himself just to feel that once. Nothing else is happening. Totally there. Why? Because this is what I'm dealing with now. And everything else, I'm not dealing with because I'm not a, what do they call them, multitasker. That's not my job. My job is to do this. When I'm doing this, this is what I'm doing. One of the major benefits of betochen is you're available. But the more mumcha the guy is, the more he wants to do his job properly, the more time he's got. It's a simon muvak of a big mumcha. A person can't come to a proper understanding of the problem and a proper decision and process the information properly if he doesn't have time. He's not available. Tefillah requires thought, concentration. If he memarim lochutzim v'azman katzum mugdar, yev shabushumayif lerenet loimek hasogav akonah. If you're rushing and you da 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 and you think about everything else, and you're just not going to come to the correct conclusions. You want to go to a doctor that doesn't have time. You want to go to a lawyer that just tak hurry up. He's not going to get. There. Sometimes you have to think and analyze, and even tell the guy come back tomorrow. I need more time to think about because it takes time to process. Somebody once asked, he asked the Chochem. They asked him, how long is it fitting that a person should daven Shmoneh Esrei? He said, Ad Shegoyim, until you finish. Rav Elasha, by the way, used to daven an incredibly fast Shmoneh Esrei. Ridiculously fast Shmoneh Esrei. He was on holiday in Telstone once, holiday. He had a change of scenery. That's what Rav Elasha was on holiday. He came to Telstone and learned there. So somebody gave him the house in Telstone, paid his money, and he came there, whatever. So he used to daven in the Nates Minyan. And I had a friend who was an awful, so he was davening from the Amud, that Nates Minyan that Rav Elasha came to. It's embarrassing. You want to finish before Rav Elasha. Rav Elasha's waiting for you, and you're the chazan. He said it was impossible. He couldn't. No matter how much he chopped through the Shmoneh Esrei to try and finish before Rav Elasha, Rav Elasha was standing there waiting for him. They had no idea what Rav Elasha's Shmoneh Esrei looked like. With all the Kabbalistic pshatim and everything, I don't know. Like a 4 minute Shmoneh Esrei or something like that. Did he do that? I have no idea. It's one of the questions I have one day that I'd love to have answered, how you do that. I I don't have an answer to that question. Just to say the words is very difficult in form. I'm just saying, and he was thinking what he was much deep into Tvila. He wasn't, I don't get Rav Elasho Bichlal. Nothing about him do I get. That's why he was Rav Elasho, because we don't get it. So it was a little kashas. It just Maud Manyen wrote it to understand such a thing. Okay. Become an ifnag dorazu. It's a beautiful teretz. This atchigoyim echad amarech veechad amakatsa. Whether it's longer or shorter, avos shelo yagish b'shumoy sheshezman akotzuv. Not to feel that I'm watching the clock. I'm davening. When I'm finished davening, I'm finished. One day it'll be like this. One day it'll be like this. Sometimes you have more to tell somebody, it takes longer. Sometimes you have less to tell somebody, it takes less time. If you're there and you're with it and you're connected, I'll daven long. And if not, then daven short. The decisions you make about when to finish davening are not because of things that are happening outside of you. Whether it's before tefillah, during tefillah, this thing called Shmona Esra there's no words to describe what's going on there. It's multifaceted. Without time, you can't have it. We've got time to finish this here. V'yesh kan inyan anogei l'kovet shemaim. Kovet shemaim, oho. A kovet aposhet v'yoseh she'efen atet l'mishu. The biggest kovet you can give to a person is like the shumat zman, is to give him time. V'ein elboin godel yoseh miloy me'ein li panai b'shvachat. Just don't have time for you. That's a real big problem somebody who's a little bit sensitive has. Because the truth is, you often have to say to another Jew, I don't have time for you, because there's another Jew waiting for you. I have to tell this Jew that I'm sitting talking to now, I'm sorry, but I have to go. You know why? Because there's another Jew waiting for me. So, man of shach, I'm insulting somebody. Impossible to avoid. I can't avoid it. At some point, because I'm telling one Jew that I don't have time for him, somebody's paying a price for that. In fact, no matter what you do, someone's paying a price for it. Because when you're busy with us, you're saying, I don't have time for that. Beseder. That's onus hutra. What exactly is that? The hero hutra. The oisek mitzvah part of the mitzvah. It's not so partial. I'm not saying you're a bad guy. No one's saying you're chayav. It's a sensitivity. When I tell this guy I don't have time for him anymore, it's a lot of him. It's the biggest insult you tell somebody that doesn't have time for you. Sorry, not now. Leave me alone. I don't have time for you. Sometimes it's different. I just said, because I'm dealing with this guy. Now the time's up and I have to deal with this guy. So I have to say to this guy, I don't have time for you anymore. And now with instructions, I give the guy full instructions. Which doctor? He's insulting the person who's waiting in order to take care of the person. Yeah. If he leaves this person before he does his job properly, he's insulting this person in order to get there. I said it's an unsolvable problem. There's no way to solve their problem. You're busy with one kid and another kid needs you. And you tell this kid, I'm sorry, I don't have time for you now because I'm busy with Yankel and Sarah screaming. It's a problem. I don't have a solution. But that's one of the problems you have to deal with in life, is you're always going to be insulting somebody. Beheta. You have to say to this person, I'm really, really sorry. I would love to spend more time with you. But time's up and I have to spend time with this one. And it may be because of the situation that you'll tell this person, I need to spend more time with you. And this guy's going to have to wait. I don't know. That's going to be a cheshbon you'll have to make based on a lot of parameters that exist, feeds us to this meeting. Depending on the circumstances. This guy's about to commit suicide. I was once with Rabbi Tetz on an Erev Shabbos in his house, and someone had phoned him about to commit suicide. And he dealt with it like it was a Wednesday afternoon, and he was, everyone was playing golf, and he was at home doing nothing. Because that was what he was doing. And everything else, they had to get taken care of. Just, I can't deal with that. This guy's about to commit suicide. I don't think he was about to commit suicide, but that's what he was saying. So what do you do now? It's not like I was finding you because it's about to give it to us. I take my ring out of time with you now because I have to take care of the toilet. Yeah? Yo, please call me after Shabbos. I'm saying, again, there's a lot of cheshbonos that all of you are making all the time in your lives. Okay, let's stop there.
But if you're always doing the most important
don't start a sentence with but. I don't care if you're carrying the thing in your shoulder, I'll wrap it around your neck. Don't start a quest sentence with but.
How does one accomplish that if one always prioritizes more important thing, they'll never get to the least important thing?
So you won't.